We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
The quote of the day from a couple who got married after 12 weeks of dating.
Oh, dear Lord.
Haven't even been married for a year, but this is the quote of the day in Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin's interview with Vogue. It's fascinating. And I quote her, "The thing is..." They're 24, by the way.
Yeah.
"The thing is, marriage is very hard."
Yeah.
"That is the sentence you should lead with. It's really effing hard." I'm like, you've been married for less than a year. What are you talking about?
Right?
You haven't even been dating for a year.
Are you just repeating what everybody's been saying to you for the last 8 weeks? 100%. Marriage is hard. Marriage is hard. Marriage.
Oh,
what?
God.
What? What?
You could not be more on point. They're just repeating what people are telling them. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. So
it's a lot of work. It's like having a full-time job. Yes, we all know this. Idiot.
I mean, it's like, yeah, they're literally, he talks about so much stuff in this interview, and so does Haley.
Yeah.
And he talks about how he decided to become celibate for a year, which means he was actually celibate with Selena at the end of their relationship.
Wow.
If that's true.
You buying it?
Are we still celibate if we do something else?
Okay, the only reason I might buy it is because you have to remember Justin Bieber, and he talks about how he has like had a major drug problem with Xanax in here.
Yeah.
How his bodyguards would come in and try to feel for his pulse and stuff.
Oh my
Justin Bieber talks about that, and he said he was in a dark place.
Yeah.
But do I believe he was celibate? Yes, only because I believe he was so probably sexed out, which is impossible for a dude.
True.
That he was getting so much sex, it wasn't even enjoyable anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, that does happen. Where
it's,
I mean, what do you think happens in marriage?
People Very
get
true.
Bored of having sex with people. I mean, look at it. So imagine having sex
not
with
Not everybody
somebody.
Gets bored of having sex in marriages. Come on now.
No.
Can't say everybody does.
Okay, not everybody does. But
Some
most people.
People,
after having sex for more than 5 years, get
right.
bored as hell.
Absolutely.
And that, I'm not
right.
making that up.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Had sex with enough people.
It's just unfair
it
to say
boring after 7 months.
I know.
It's unfair to say all marriages.
Okay, but you're taking that personally. I'm not talking about
I'm
your
not
marriage.
I'm taking it personally.
I'm talking
speaking
about
for other
their
people
marriage.
That, I'm taking, speaking for other people that probably also have great sex
okay,
in their
but
marriage.
Then we have to get your wife in here, too, and she has to agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Bring her in here.
Well, this is well, exciting well. As hell 7 years in. I would love to hear her quote on that
sure,
one.
Sure, bring her in.
So
I gave it to her last night.
Oh, yeah.
You gave it to her.
I did.
Did she fake it, or was she acting real?
No, she loved it every minute of it.
Of course she did.
But this isn't about me. This is about Haley and Justin right now. Now you're swerving. You're swerving, Allie. You're going.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm swerving or
you're swerving. You're swerving, girl.
Anyway, he says he's been celibate for a year, and then, but that also is why he rushed into marriage. He admits that.
I need to get some. I had to get some.
He was also big into the JC, and he got very religious, and I think that's another reason that you're right. He probably was celibate, because he was like, that's what God would want us to do, to be celibate before we're married.
Not exactly what he says.
No?
No.
He didn't say that?
No, he talks about how he went to some retreats and they were bizarre that Hollywood people go to where they like punch a pillow in like a room to get their anger out. And he said his biggest issues were his mom was depressed his whole life and his dad had anger issues.
Yeah.
So he said those were like the things they were trying to get him out. But he said he didn't believe in it and he thought it was weird.
Right.
And then he ran back into Haley at church because she always went and he decided to start going. And then they reconnected. But he said the real issue with sex is that people don't care about themselves and they do it a lot just because they don't, which is so true for women. I can't speak for women. We have sex with men all the time just to make them happier and when we don't want to, including in marriage, Riggs. I hate to break it to you.
No, 100%.
So we do all kinds of things when we don't want to because of our self-esteem instead of just saying, I don't want to have sex with you today. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
not we'll gonna do it.
You should be doing it for you, not other people.
Yeah.
Right? Agreed. Totally.
So he kind of talks about like self-esteem and he just goes on and on. So look,
deep.
Him and Haley know marriage is hard. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, You've been married less than a year. You can't talk like that.
They know, okay?
That's, you sound crazy.
We read it on a marriage Pinterest blog, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
We know it's hard.
Yes. We'll see if it lasts.
Right?
Of course it will.
Well, Riggs says it will. I voted no.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is good news, though.
This is good news.
Not
That's
bad
why
news.
I'm starting. Yes, good news.
May I start with good
Please.
News?
Yes.
Go right
Speaking
ahead.
Of the inability to walk in this sort of stuff, my good news is that I have a bottle with 250 Advil in it, and thank God I do, because I slipped on the ice in front of my place this morning and ate it, dude.
Ooh.
I
on your bottom?
The king of salt.
The king of salt.
You're done with the salt now? Now the ice is here and he doesn't put the salt out?
I didn't know. I did. I like.
Gibbon's thing is that he was putting salt down before he even shoveled, and now I'm blown away because there's ice and you didn't salt.
I put salt down 2 days ago thinking it would help and stay, and it didn't help or stay.
It rained a ton. Brother.
I wasn't thinking, dude. I wasn't thinking. I didn't slip on my butt, though. I fell to the side and fell like on my elbow and my hip. Yeah, so thank God there's a bunch of Advil in here because I'm going
to
need it.
Thank God, yeah. The salt, Gibbons.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do it at 4. I wasn't going to do it at 4 o'clock this morning. I was running late.
No.
So I didn't do it this morning.
Allie, what's your good news?
He's got the Advil.
Amen. So much Advil.
My good news is I got the best spot ever at Children's Hospital yesterday. And if you go there on a regular basis, like a lot of parents do, holy crap, was I happy. Because you play a parking game when you go there.
Oh.
You drive around the garage. You try to get the closest you can to the skywalk. You may or may not get it. Oh, no. I pulled in. I got the third spot in on the first floor.
Damn.
And his appointment was in dermatology.
Nice.
And we could shoot across the park. I mean, it was and no one's like, we don't get to take the skywalk. I'm like, hell no, kid. We're never going to get a spot this good again.
Yes.
We're walking straight across to the parking lot. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
That's a great feeling.
I was so happy. I told the nurse, we're never going to get that spot again.
You even were bragging.
I was bragging
to the nurses. Oh my
because
God, that's
they
funny.
No, you fight for a spot, you know.
So you took a picture of it and showed it to all the
I
doctors.
Should've.
Look
hell
where
yeah.
I parked. Oh my God,
humble brag.
Nobody's parked there in years.
Should've.
My good news is yesterday I got the news that I was named as the chair for the Out of the Darkness Walk for Milwaukee. It's going on October 13th. I've never been the chair of anything, and I don't know what a chair has to do.
I was going to say. So what does that mean?
I'm responsible for way more now. Like I have to help. I'm helping with sponsorships.
On
everything.
The board, though, you're already responsible.
Right. Well, I'm going to be on the board. They have to vote me onto the board.
Then don't say I'm going to be on the board. It's a little cocky of you.
Right.
You're a little bit, dude.
I've been nominated. They've been nominated, so they have to vote me in.
Oh, you're confident.
I'll find out hopefully today. I put up a pretty good case.
Dude.
I am the chair of the walk, so that's I got that going for me. That'll happen regardless. October 13th, Veterans Park. What? Go ahead.
You're going to get not voted in and demand a recount and start a campaign.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my
damn
God,
right
that's
I will.
So funny.
You're damn right, yes. October 13th, Veterans Park. It's good news.
Yes.
I will be there as the chair, and I hope you guys are there as well. It'll be awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
FaceTime.
You can do up to 32 people group
my
FaceTime.
God,
a
genius.
Lot, which is crazy.
Absolutely.
But what would happen was, say Allie and I are having a FaceTime conversation. We decide that we want to add Gibbons onto the group FaceTime. As we're ringing Gibbons, before he accepts or rejects it, we can hear everything he's saying.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
Incredibly weird.
Ugh,
so,
bizarre.
Obviously, a privacy thing that only happened in the group FaceTime. So, a lot of people disabled their FaceTime altogether, thinking, is it even affecting regular FaceTime?
The fact that they were able, there's a switch where they can enable your microphone to hear what you're saying. If that doesn't tell you that they're listening.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, they're already listening right now.
And there was a glitch where we could hear it for once.
Yes. Oh, crap. They knew we could hear them.
It proves that one button, Apple can hear everything you're doing. That just proves it.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And people are still going to buy the iPhones in record sales. I knew this. I got a new iPhone 2 days ago, knowing that they can hear everything we're saying.
Of course. Who
cares?
Hear what we're saying right now. But they did push through a software update that came through yesterday and today. So if you have an iPhone and you'd like to update it, they're suggesting that you do go to your settings and software updates. It's a new iOS 12 update. The Android users are going,
they don't even know what that means to go into your settings and do an iOS. If you have an Android, you don't even know what that means.
They also also don't know the love and joy that is the iPhone.
Says a guy who used to have a Samsung.
Hey, I'm letting you know I've made mistakes. I will never go back. When I went and got the new iPhone, the guy who sold it to me at US Cellular was like, I have a Samsung. I like it a lot. I'm like, no, dude, just take me to the iPhone side. I want the iPhone. Give me the iPhone. I got to have it.
It's so much easier.
The FaceTime with multiple people changes people's jobs, though, because you can have a real conference call with just a phone.
Yep.
You don't even need a computer anymore. No, you don't need any of that. You can literally sit at the airport with your phone and be on a FaceTime with 20 people and do a conference call. That's amazing.
My wife uses it for her work. She has people like they have an office in London and an office in LA, so they can all be on one
international
group FaceTime thing.
International.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Hell to the
So update your iPhone, otherwise laugh at the people if you have an Android. Whatever.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, the days of lying are over, boy, because people will out you in a second, let me tell you. Especially with social media. You can tell the whole world somebody's lying real quick nowadays. The producer of the Grammys, his name's Ken, he had released a statement saying that, you know, Ariana Grande couldn't perform.
Yeah.
She just felt it was too late for her to pull something together. And then yesterday I said that it was about a song choice they were arguing about.
Yeah.
But his statement made it sound so rosy. He said, as it turned out, we finally got to the point where we thought maybe it would work. She felt it was too late for her to pull something together for sure. And it's too bad. She's a great artist. Well, Ariana Grande didn't think that was very amusing or the truth, quite frankly, why she wasn't performing. So, Ariana...
Hold on, wait. Let me get my tea first.
Get your tea because Ariana goes for the head of the Grammys, which in the music world may be crazy. She doesn't care. She wrote, I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that, Ken. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more. Heart emoji.
Ooh!
So
Got him!
He went out and said, oh, she just come pull it together, and then she was like, don't say it. I love it, because she was more, I think, insulted about, I could pull a performance together overnight.
You're damn right.
Don't tell people that I couldn't pull it together, which is fair.
Do a performance tonight if you wanted me to. Ariana Grande.
Well, and they're not allowed to, you know, nowadays, it's like everyone's afraid to do anything at a performance.
Yeah.
So she probably just didn't want all the creativity pushed down, like she said.
She wants to make a political statement.
Just wear what she wants, say what she wants, do what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
These artists consider themselves literal artists, where they say and express themselves through it. So when you're trying to say, well, yeah, come out here, but do only this. It's like the Britney Spears or Justin Bieber way.
Exactly.
Ariana Grande's trying to break out of that. She doesn't want to be told what to do.
Not trying to be a puppet.
At an award ceremony where creativity is embraced and celebrated, you're not allowed to be creative, which doesn't make any sense.
Kind of bites, right?
It does bite.
Come on, man.
Isn't that hypocrisy?
A lot of fakeness out there.
Is that what that is?
It started out with me sipping my tea. Allie just literally picked up her tea and is sipping it.
Let me sip away, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have been looking for this for 2 years and I've needed this. It's not even like it's something I lost that I could live without. Like, I needed this for 2 years and just thought it would pop up, and I can't believe it popped up. What do you think I lost?
Your mojo?
Dude.
No, Riggs. Not exactly. I was going for a literal thing I found.
Okay, I thought you were like getting back on the swing of things, going to start dating again. Like you were looking for your dating mojo. I thought you found that and it's back. That's what I thought.
Did you find an old friend named Bob? Pocket rocket, maybe?
Bob didn't go anywhere.
I didn't think so,
neither did my mojo. My attraction to dumb men went away. That's what went away. Couldn't help that.
She's got a whole closet of those Bobs, I'm sure. Don't worry about that.
Hell yeah, I do. Come on. Every woman should. When I bought my car almost 2 years, it'll be 2 years. I didn't buy it. I leased it in March.
Oh my God, that'll be 2 years already?
Two years already.
Holy crap.
I remember when your car died. It was a sad day.
It was a sad day, but I drove that car into the ground, and I was very proud of that because I'm cheap like that.
Yeah.
So I went and leased this car, and they gave me two car keys, you know, but there's only one of me. I've only had one for 2 years. I could not find the other car key, and I went, well, let's just hope this one doesn't go anywhere because the other one will pop up, thinking, will it though? Where would it pop up at this point that I haven't looked? I've been cleaning like crazy. I've been throwing things out.
You've cleaned the car itself.
Spring cleaning. I've cleaned the car. Yeah. Like, there's nowhere else. I've looked in pockets. Like, I don't really know where this key could have gone at this point. But you can't get in the car without the key. So the key was in my house, clearly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to drive home without it.
Yeah.
Dude, the other day, I'm racing around looking for gum. I just wanted gum. I'm throwing coats everywhere. I'm looking for gum in pockets. The car key was in one of the coat pockets.
What?
That I guess I haven't worn in 2 years.
And, whoa.
And I could have sworn I looked in every pocket. I must have seen this dress coat and thought, I haven't worn that and moved on with my life. It was in the coat pocket for the past. When I put my hand in that coat pocket,
you felt
I
the
about
key?
Had a heart attack.
That's the key.
I grabbed the
oh
key.
Oh my God.
I grabbed the car key. I run over to where I hang my car keys to make sure the other one's there.
Do you have both now?
I was making sure I hadn't, like, somehow the one I had ended up in. And I'm like, I have both. Never in my life have I lost a car key for 2 years and had it show up in something so simple like a freaking pocket, dude.
Hallelujah.
Seriously.
A freaking pocket.
Hallelujah.
That's where you would look.
Those things are expensive to replace, too.
I bet, dude.
Those smart keys that you have to walk up to your car to start, they're like a couple $100.
I can't believe I found it. And
so
I can't
good.
Believe it was in a coat pocket for 2 years when I swear I would have looked in all my coat pockets.
Oh, you always
did
swear.
I just miss this one coat? Like, I don't have that many coats.
You always check your pockets again and again and again. You just overlooked it. It's happened. You probably
for 2 years?
Yes, for 2 years.
Well, that's what happens when you lose years. Weight. You start getting different coats out, and then you
yes.
start finding things.
You know what? I got to blame this one on your kids.
No way.
Hold on. You probably, when you were first looking through that coat, your kids were there. They were acting a fool. You just kind of went through the coat. Yeah. It's your kid's fault you didn't find it. Don't blame yourself.
I had another theory, which was that it was a dress coat, which means I was out probably drunk. And came home.
Left it in the pocket.
Threw it in my pocket or something. Who the hell knows? There's so many scenarios.
Oh,
what matters is that you found it after 2 years.
I can't
Holy
believe
crap.
I found my car key after 2 years.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If you don't know, Jeff Bezos and his wife are getting a divorce. To start off with
he's
that.
He's the head of Amazon, and he's also the richest man in the world. Okay,
uh-huh.
right
Once
now.
Again, I got my tea out. Go ahead.
This is so good. This is well, first of all, just rewind before he exposed that the National Enquirer, AMI Media, a.k.a. Mr. Pecker.
Yes.
His literal name is Mr. Pecker.
Funny name.
Who's the head of everything. He already got in trouble.
Jeff Bezos did or Pecker?
No, Pecker did from the National Enquirer.
Uh-huh. Because wanted to say Pecker nigga. Stop it.
They finally uncovered that he had, been paying off these porn stars, and buying. So he bought Karen McDougal's story from her during the election. Okay. She was one of the women that the president had an affair with.
Okay.
Right? And they bought her story for $150,000 in 2016.
Yeah.
And then didn't publish it. And this mm-hmm. was a trend where they would basically kind of buy bad stories about him running for president, and then they would tell them they were going to run it and not run him so nobody else could.
Cover
and then promise these women other things. Like, we're going to give you a fitness blog on one of our... That's what they would do. It was really shady.
Dude.
So it comes out, and then we find out that he was also rewarded for covering up these stories by going to the White House dinner, inviting a guy from Saudi Arabia who... It basically was really shady. So he gets immunity, allegedly, in the Cohen case. And then,
oh my God.
So he's currently like being a witness right now for the government, the guy that owns National Enquirer. And then this happens last night.
Yep.
This is crazy. Go ahead, Riggs.
So the National Enquirer claimed that they have all of these pictures and things and nasty text messages and stuff from Jeff Bezos.
No.
And they basically send all of these emails saying that they are going to publish all of this stuff.
They send it to Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
In print. In an email.
Come on.
How bold do you have to do to send an email to the head of Amazon and say, we're going to blackmail you with all these pictures of your affair and all of these all these text messages if you don't print a retraction for an article we did not like in the Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff Bezos can either pay them or agree to do the retraction,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He put everything on the internet last night, including the letters from National Enquirer. Make himself look bad. But he's, then they didn't win. And
I
can't believe, why would you put it in print you're extorting someone and blackmailing them? And then why would you do it when you're in the middle of being a witness? It's unbelievable.
Jeff Bezos even said, he goes, no real journalists ever propose anything like, what is happening here? I will not report embarrassing information about you if you do X for me. And if you don't do X quickly, I will report the embarrassing information. That never happens. He was like that. So if he doesn't stand,
that never happened to him.
Yeah, he goes that. He goes no. He does that. That doesn't happen in journalism. He's saying it's shady.
It's crazy.
So that's why he put it all out there. And he goes,
dude,
he could have taken the hit and the embarrassment, but he chose to stand up for it and say, no, this is wrong. Here's what's happening, and just out the National Enquirer altogether. So
why?
Read
I just
into
cannot
the story,
believe
yes.
you'd write down in an email that you're going to extort and blackmail someone if they don't do this. Like how
don't
bold
you know?
And how cocky do you have to be to send it in print?
I think
that's how dumb you are. Yeah.
As someone who comes from a long line of criminals, let
Thank
me tell you,
you.
Rule
God,
one
Gibbons.
Of being a criminal.
Don't be
put
stupid.
That. No, first one is don't put that ish in print.
Uh-huh.
Second of all is don't be stupid, you moron.
I'm just blown away. So I still can't believe they wrote all this down and sent it in an email.
Yeah.
So the AMI, National Enquirer, Jeff Bezos outs them. This is crazy.
So if you have a big enough cup of tea and some time later, look up the story. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's
read
so
all about
interesting.
It. There's
to
a lot
about.
Of moving parts to it,
oh
but it's
God.
Really fascinating. Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Well, howdy, girl.
No.
Good.
Even Gibbons isn't turned on.
Nah, bro.
I'm not trying to
and
turn you on.
He's turned on more by you than I am.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
Let's be real.
What's up,
girl? Hey, girl.
Maybe you should be saying hey back. Let's be real about the relationship in this room.
This one says the fender bender on Green Bay and Washington. So I'm assuming this happened down in Racine or Mount Pleasant area. He says, it was about 9:45 on Tuesday night. You crept up behind and bumped a white car that was waiting in the turn lane. I noticed this accident happen from my semi-trailer and could not help but notice you trying to cover up your lap in a panic. What happened? Did you spill something? Or were you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing? I had to do a double take. Let me know what color your four-door car is if you see this, and maybe we can discuss what was happening on your lap.
It's gross.
Creepy truck driver, man.
Telling you.
I'm always worried they're looking at me. Because they're up there higher. They're higher. They can see in your car. Don't watch me.
I'm not worried if they're watching me because I know I'm not doing anything weird, Riggs. What are you doing
well,
while you're driving?
Gibbons.
Not to skip, right?
True. That's true.
You're
you
calling
know.
Me weird?
You guys know me well.
This has been a trucker misconnection down a Racine. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Commercial free hour and our Friday tradition. Known by ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls as the one and only
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Yes.
They're dad jokes and they're bad jokes. And we have a judge on the phone this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
She was fun.
She's
good morning.
You're in Sheboygan by way of West Dallas.
She lives in Stallus. She said she's in Sheboygan for work. I go, you drive all the way to Sheboygan from Stallus?
Good God.
You go, girl.
You're all over the place, man.
She said she's all over the state.
Good for you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Here's how this works. We are each going to tell our dad joke. You can laugh if you find it funny. If you don't find it funny, don't laugh. All right.
Fair enough.
First one to get three laughs will win. Last week's victor was Gibbons,
mm-hmm.
who was very excited and took his Batman trophy home with him
over
the weekend.
Oh, good. He brought it back. Okay, good.
Yes.
I didn't pick it up for the weekend. I had it all week.
I don't really want it now, though, because I don't trust your dirty boy. Like, I'm grossed out that you took it home, quite frankly.
Oh, you stop. It's very well kept. It was
Lisa,
fine.
Would you want something a dirty boy took home for a week? Would you want to walk around with it after that?
You might want to get out the Lysol.
We've disinfected it. Don't worry.
You're not going to have to worry about it because I'm going to win the trophy again and have it for another week. How you like them apples, huh?
Cocky man over here. Let's see. You get cocky, you lose on Survivor every time. Right. Everybody knows this.
I'm ready for it, baby. I'm ready for it.
All right. So you go first, Gibbons.
Can I go first?
Lisa knows she can laugh if she wants.
Yes, Lisa.
She gets all that.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go, right. Lisa? Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
So if Lisa laughs, I get a point.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys know, when it comes to the English language, double negatives are a real no-no.
All right.
That's a, like a more of a pun, not a joke, right?
Very funny.
She didn't laugh.
That was sarcastic.
No. Doesn't count.
All right. Well, I'll go next.
Go ahead, Allie.
Poop jokes aren't my favorite kind of jokes, but they're a solid number two.
That was good. I'm allowed to laugh. I can laugh.
Okay. Okay.
You almost got me.
Almost. Okay.
Hey, Lisa, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Oh, she's giving you the punchlines, bro.
She's a quick one. Oh, I like it.
All right. I don't get to laugh on that one. She already knew that joke. Go ahead, Gibbons.
All right. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the P is silent. Woo! All right. One for me, baby.
She liked it.
1 point for Gibbons.
All right, here we go. I got a bar installed into my roof, guys, just so whenever I have guests, I can say, drinks are on the house.
All right.
Cute.
One for Allie.
All right.
Drinks are on top of the house.
At least I just spent $300 on a limousine and decided that the fee doesn't even have a driver. I don't believe I have this thing and nothing to show for it. Chauffeur.
No, I got it.
Chauffeur. All right, fine. Gibbons?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did he say?
Hey, I'm 80!
I understood it.
I got it.
Just didn't do anything for me. All right, what did the blue cloud say to the red cloud?
What?
Purple rain. Purple rain.
That,
and I don't even like Prince.
That was a very good dad joke.
I did a Prince joke. Right. Thank you, Sharon, on Facebook. I don't think she got it. Did you understand it, Lisa?
Yes, I did.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Damn it. You want them to say no when they don't laugh.
No.
All right. What does every Tickle Me Elmo get before it leaves the factory?
I don't know.
Two test tickles.
Riggs, that's not.
Oh God!
Two test tickles to make sure that it gets out. All right, all right,
mm-mm. All right.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
Gibbons is up.
Why do crabs never share?
Why?
Because they're shellfish. Mm. Right. I thought I heard a chuckle.
No,
you did not.
No, get one.
Crap.
Nope, Allie.
I'll try this one. I love this joke, and I've used it before. I'm using it again. I'm really upset someone stole my limbo stick. I mean, how low can you go?
Right. I love this. This is a tough one.
I love
one.
That joke.
We got a tough one here.
Lisa, you're a stickler, man. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle?
I don't know.
A tire.
That was a laugh. Okay.
We're tied a point apiece right now.
The worst part is I saw that and scanned over it. You're laughing at it, Lisa. Ugh.
Dad Joke Friday. Dad Joke Friday.
We're tied a point apiece. You got to have three laughs to win. Come on.
What did the horse say after it fell?
What, Gibbons?
Help! I've fallen and I can't giddy up. If you're watching on Facebook Live right now, I just did a full-blown horsey giddy-up that is funny as hell, and that would have sold the joke. Damn.
No. All right. Hey, you remember when plastic surgery was like a taboo subject?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you mentioned Botox, and nobody even raises an eyebrow. Just saying.
She's laughing.
That's
okay.
All right. All right. Allie's leading with 2 points now.
Yeah.
What about funny guy over there?
Mr. Funny Pants.
I got this.
I'm not taking the trophy anyway. I told you that.
Hey, Lisa, I like to carry around a stethoscope all the time. That way, if there's a medical emergency, I can teach everyone a valuable lesson about assumptions. Because I'm not a doctor.
No.
All right. Go ahead, Gibbons.
Okay. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What?
Frostbite.
Wait, snowman?
She's laughing. Snowman, vampire, snowman, frost, vampire bite, frostbite.
Allie.
Stupid.
That was funny.
Lisa laughed at it.
Mm-hmm. It's still stupid. Just because Lisa laughed at it doesn't mean I have to act like I thought it was funny. That's not how Allie rolls.
Hold on,
okay?
This is where it keeps it real. This is where things get serious. I have 2 points. Allie has 2 points.
Yeah.
All right. What's blue and smells like red paint?
What?
Blue paint. It's blue and it smells like red paint.
I thought that was a very good joke. If I would have lost on that, I wouldn't have been
What's
as
blue
disappointed.
Smells like red paint. Blue paint. It's so stupid. It's like, yeah.
Ted, you know how you measure how heavy a hot chili pepper is?
Oh.
You give it away now.
Oh. Thank God she was old enough to get it.
Well, all right.
She laughed at your purple rain joke. I figured she'd get my chili pepper joke.
You guys.
Intern Jack, do you remember that song?
I do.
Thank God.
See?
Thank God. I was a kid.
Gibbons, go
I
ahead.
I remember it on MTV nonstop.
Yeah.
2 points apiece. The next point wins on Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Pins and needles, you guys. Pins and needles.
Why was the woman unhappy with the Velcro she bought?
I don't know.
She thought it was a total ripoff.
Hmm.
Oh, that was a Velcro joke. That was funny as hell. Come on.
Allie?
I was trying to decide which one I really, really, really wanted to use as my last joke. Screw it. All right. My friend says that I have two faults. I don't listen and something else.
You know what?
It's funny because it's true.
Amen. Yeah. Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Allie, you are the winner of the Batman trophy this week. 3 points. Congratulations.
I don't want to go ahead. Go ahead. Keep it in your
car. I get to keep it for another week.
No, you have to take it. Those are the rules. You have to take it.
That nasty thing, dude. It's probably got sex juice on it. I don't want to know, dude.
Sex juice.
Dude, Gibbons is gross.
Jesus Christ.
And I went somewhere fast quickly, but you're not far off.
Gibbons is appalled by our convo that we would have had off the air as
fine.
Well.
Fine. Okay.
Lisa.
I set the Dad Joke Friday trophy up, and he watched me and my girlfriend get it on maybe once or twice. Okay.
He filmed it, Batman. Lisa, thanks for playing with Dad Joke Friday. We appreciate you listening. We do it every morning around 7:30. You can always text Dad Joke to 71037, or you can send it to us individually. We will read them.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time now for Hell to the No.
Hell no, no.
Oh, I have a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Your boys, you'll love this.
Oh, geez.
Yesterday, we go to get Owen's light therapy treatment at Children's Hospital after school, because I guess when you have psoriasis, which is a skin condition, they'll do light therapy, which you go in a tanning bed, and he goes in for like 40 seconds because he's so fair-skinned.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to help your skin, right?
Yeah.
So he walks into the room. We've never done this before. It's a tiny room with like a stand-up booth at Children's, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He strips down in front of the nurse, or the woman. She's probably not a nurse. Or she, I don't know what she's called. Some kind of technician, right?
Uh-huh.
He just strips down. She goes, okay then. Well, I guess you're ready to go. And then he tries to sit bare butt on her chair.
Oh, go, my
no!
God.
Kids love to get naked and sit bare butt on stuff. It's disgusting. I'm constantly going, stop with your bare butt. You cannot put a bare butt that you don't wipe on a couch. That's disgusting.
A bare butt that you don't wipe.
Every parent knows what I'm talking about.
Dude, your kids.
It's disgusting,
Allie,
dude.
Allie, they're 7 and 5 now?
Five, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, dude.
I have a 5 and a 7-year-old.
Yo, get used to it. You have at least 15 more years of that crap.
Do you sit bare butt on stuff when you're naked?
Yes.
Yes.
Kids are disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
What if poop
you know
is
what?
On the couch?
No, Allie,
you wipe your
that's
bottom.
The hell to the no right
there. Clean bottom is what
Allie,
you do.
How do you know it's clean? You got a mirror looking
because,
up there?
Yes.
Hold on, no, because okay. I check sometimes.
I check every time.
No, you don't. That's why guys have skid marks. I've been in enough relationships and done enough laundry. Don't act like you guys wipe.
Nope.
Give me a break. You women know what I'm talking about.
Women.
They're called baby wipes do wonders for men. If you don't have them, you're not using them, you're doing something wrong. Come on.
Oh, my God.
The Cottonelle wipes are amazing.
As well as black underwear, not white underwear. Thank you. Have a great day. This has been a public service announcement from Allie.
Oh,
white
my
underwear
Lord.
Is the worst. I stepped in a puddle probably 7 inches deep in my foot, got my entire shoe covered in water yesterday.
Jeez, wait, I thought you had waterproof shoes.
I do, but when the water goes above your ankle level, then it gets inside of your shoes, and that's what gets you right there. Hell to the no.
Yeah.
I was out doing Uber Eats deliveries yesterday, pulled up in some driveway in Waukesha.
I spit my coffee. Right? You're still doing that?
Yes, I'm still doing that.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving Uber Eats just in free time, and I'm donating the money that I make to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, so it's a fundraiser type thing that I'm doing.
Nice.
But it's just in my free time.
Yeah.
I decided to deliver for Uber Eats, but I got to be careful in these foreign driveways. I don't know. It looked like snow, and it was a puddle that was like 9 inches deep.
Dude.
Hell to
the no.
Did
they give you gas money?
No.
No gas money?
No. I got to pay for my own gas money, but they do pay per delivery, so.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm walking my dogs this morning. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
We get out. We do their business. I'm like, all right, we get home. We are one step away from walking up the steps and then getting in the house. I slipped on ice, fell, and cracked my elbow. Dude.
Captain Salt over there didn't salt.
I know. I'm an idiot. Don't be stupid, you moron. I'm a dummy.
Sorry.
What do you want from me?
799-1037, or you can just text us to 71037. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh.
What would happen?
I tried to get in my car, right?
Yeah.
And so the door is frozen shut, so I'm banging around the door trying to get it to open. And then I can't get it open, so I go to the passenger side. Passenger side door is also frozen shut.
Oh.
So
dude.
I eventually got the passenger door open. So I push the driver's side door open, right? Then I run back around to the driver's side, and it refroze shut somehow in like the 5 seconds
it refroze.
Dude!
Oh, no. Another listener said they couldn't get their garage open, so they couldn't go to work.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Wow.
Awful.
That's the worst.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cold out today. Things are going to freeze super quick. So, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
Real quick, a text that came in to 71037. Hell to the no. When you're traveling to work in your long winter coat, you feel something moving around on the inside of your coat between the lining. You think it's the wind, and you realize halfway to work, you feel it again on your leg.
Oh,
you stop your car, literally throw it in the park on the side of the road. Your coat is on the ground, and a mouse runs out.
Oh!
I'd puke.
There was a mouse in this person's coat.
Dude.
Holy hell.
Oh my God.
Might be the only time I strip down naked in public because I'm freaking out something's on my body.
I'm sweating profusely right now. That is my biggest fear. Jesus God.
Thank you for ending Hell to the No on a creepy note.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
I'm over here with real life problems. You're trolling through Facebook.
What's the real life problem?
Oh, geez.
Valentine's Day is next week, right?
Next Thursday, barf.
Yes.
Right. A lot of people say barf. So I asked my wife, and I go, so we're not doing anything for Valentine's this year, right?
Hold on. This was after last Christmas. You guys said you weren't going to do gifts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she kept insisting on wanting to do gifts. She likes to give gifts.
So you're like?
I guess I go, you know, like you do it because it makes you feel better. And she was like, I know.
My sister said that to me the other day. I said, I feel bad when like my parents offer me something or try to help me with money or anything. And she goes, it's not about you. It's about them. She goes, here's the thing. You can't ever feel guilty if somebody's giving you a gift to make themselves feel better because it's about them. And so you take it, you say thank you, and you move on. You don't ever. And I said, that is genius. And she was right.
She's smart.
It's the people that go, now, why
Most
didn't you get me anything?
Most people give gifts to help themselves. But,
sure.
But it's okay because it helps somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Right. So I say to my wife, it's Valentine's Day. We're not doing any gifts and nothing for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, God.
Because she's traveling next week. My wife travels for work. She's going to be gone, and she doesn't get back until like the afternoon on Valentine's Day. So we can't really do anything anyways.
True.
So I said, we're not doing gifts or anything at all. And she was like, no. Well, maybe we'll do a couple cards. Maybe a card. And I was like, all right, so we are doing gifts. And I was like, because if you get a card, you got to get a gift. She was like, no cards. She was like, maybe flowers.
Oh, no.
I go, flowers?
Then die and she travels all the time.
I said
What's
that. I
the
go,
point?
I go, yes. Here, I love you. Here's something that's going to die.
Most women hate flowers because they think they're a waste of money and men don't realize that.
Yes.
Some goes, love it, like your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you love flowers too, don't you? And I'm like, why are you trying to twist this on me? I don't like flowers. I was like, you're the one who likes flowers.
Why did you just say no?
I did say no.
Oh, what the hell?
I did say no. But now I don't know if she really wants something or not, because now I'm going to get the whole confusion.
Of course she does. Allie, of course she does.
Of course. Have to get something, right?
And does she ever speak directly?
Yes.
Like, but not really, because every you always come in here and go, she said this, but means this. So does
she ever really speak
directly to you and say, I don't want a gift, which means I don't want a gift? Or does she, like, does she say what she means?
I'm always nervous when a woman says, I don't want a gift, because I still, in the back of my mind, in my heart of heart, think she wants something. But then if I get something and she doesn't get anything, then she feels weird. Does that make sense? The catch 22?
You've been married for too long to have this argument.
Yeah,
just
I have.
Make a damn decision. That's what I say.
I'm not going to get her anything.
Gibbons?
Yeah, because if you get her the gift, you're thinking, okay, I got her the gift, so she's happy I got her the gift. But at the same time, you're thinking, she's going to be upset because she didn't get me a gift.
But now, you know she's getting you a gift because she does it every time, right? She says no gifts and then something happens, right?
Or
I'm thinking,
so then
yes.
What's the,
hold
so
on.
Then,
or does she say no gifts and then you get her a gift and then she doesn't get you the gift? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
I'm thinking nothing at all. I don't think I want to make any acknowledgement of it at all.
You're thinking way too much. And
why is that thinking too much?
Because I'm with Gibbons to see either get her a gift or don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Make
I'm not.
Your decision and then
okay.
I'm making
not,
my decision right now. I'm not going
to
get anything.
I actually think you'd be better off to get her something and just call. Don't even listen to whether she says she wants something or not every year, since you have this problem every year. Just get her something and move on with your life.
Hold
That's
on.
What I
hold
say.
On. Alana, if you're listening, turn the radio off. I have a solution.
Okay.
Do you know where she will be traveling?
Yes.
Do you know which hotel she will be staying in while she's traveling?
I do. Dude, I could figure it out, probably.
You could just send some flowers to her hotel. there. She's out of the city.
That's another giant waste of money.
It is a waste, though.
I know, but then she feels special. You feel special because you did it. She feels special because she has flowers, because she loves flowers.
She's coming home on Valentine's Day. It's not like they're not going to see each other.
Right.
They're acting like they're not going to see each
other. Oh, she's coming home day of on that
day of. Yes.
Day of in the afternoon.
Dude.
This is it. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, get it, please. Yes.
Get her a gift. A very special gift, but a large gift. In a box, if you know what I'm saying. And as soon as she gets home, make her open the box, and that's the way you do it.
Every woman can't wait to see their man naked standing in front of them when they get home on Valentine's Day from work. That's what we're dying to see.
Every woman and her man are not Riggs and his wife, okay?
All right, D in a box. I'm writing that down. Thank you, Gibbons.
Here's my gift, honey.
Cut a hole in the box. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
I appreciate
you. You know the rest.
I appreciate your input.
I got you, dude.
I'm sure my wife appreciates it as well.
Are you going to get a gift or not?
No, I'm not. Okay. No gift.
Okay.
Nope.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Tell yeah.
You can always catch up with our show on demand. Today was show number 593.
Yes.
1037kissfm.com or wherever you find your podcasts. What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something about Allie that she cannot keep track of a car key to save her life.
She had two. Anything.
She had two. Lost one 2 years ago. Just found it yesterday.
Man.
In a coat pocket that she probably checked 50 times.
I really thought the key was gone. And then I never thought I'd see it again. So the fact that I found it 2 years later after I swear I've looked everywhere numerous times.
It shows you never give up hope.
That's right. You know
never
what?
Never give up hope.
Maybe so.
Never give up hope because you might blindly stumble upon something maybe you lost so, 2 years right? ago. It could
or
happen.
Just lose a bunch of weight, put a coat on, you haven't worn it in a while, and man, are you going to find stuff.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Allie, what did you learn this morning?
Oh my gosh, I learned that Gibbons is actually, I don't know if you're more tacky or more of a nice guy.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because Gibbons will be like, oh man, you know, I want to write something really crappy on somebody's Facebook post, but then I actually feel bad about it. So Gibbons has like the devil and the angel on his shoulder,
oh,
but
dude.
I'm not sure who wins.
Sometimes the angel becomes the devil, and sometimes the devil works a little harder. Yeah, it's about, I'll say 75-25, okay?
Is 70. That why when you
Which
make
one was 75?
I don't know. That's for you to decide. That's for you to decide, baby. That's right.
Is that why you brush your shoulders off so much? You're always knocking off the angel so you can listen to the devil in your
I'm
song?
Trying. It's a battle. It's an internal battle I fight every day.
Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs is having some drama around Valentine's Day to get a gift, to not get a gift.
Yeah.
And that actually gave me some motivation.
To get a gift?
No, to plan Valentine's Day. I now have mine and my girlfriend's Valentine's Day plans done and booked, and it's going
to
be...
What are you doing?
I can't tell.
Why?
I can't tell you now because my girlfriend might be listening.
Such a damn surprise, the Valentine's Day crap. Because it's nice to be a surprise.
You know what?
In 7 years? No, in 7 years, you're going to be like Riggs fighting over whether you even get a gift. So while you plan it, just remember that.
No, it's going to be really cool. I don't know where we're going to do dinner yet. That I haven't quite figured out. But then we're going to go play mini golf underground. Not you ever hear of Nine Below?
I have heard of this, yes.
Yep, I've been wanting to go forever. We're finally going to go, and then we're going to go see a comedy show at Comedy Sports. They do a midnight show every Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the Saturday night midnight show. Yeah. It's going to be the best date night ever. I'm excited.
God, hopefully she's not. At least you're going to have fun, because it sounds like you planned it for yourself. As you said, everything's going to be so much fun that I planned for my girlfriend.
Oh, she'll love
it. I'm so happy.
She'll love it as well.
Listen to yourself. She'll be at a damn spa, dude. Not a mini. She wants to go mini golf.
I'm telling you, she's going to love it. I hope and pray, because I've already booked it and paid for it, and there's no refund, so let's knock on wood.
Evans, you're funny.
Oh, jeez.
Talk to you on Monday. It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Drake. Hold on. We're going home now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.